This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You know what Donald Trump will do with four more years? Blame, bully, and belittle. And you know what Joe Biden will do? Build back better.
This is the most important election we ever had. We've got to stop these radical left maniacs. We've got to win this election.
All right, so clearly one more day left for the Democratic National Convention, which is, well, taking place sort of in Milwaukee, virtually anyway. It's taking place all around the country, and that's the world we live in now. So the DNC has to be happy about some of the things that have gone well with their convention and with a big night left where Joe Biden, you know, takes the stage officially, takes the reins, as he's already accepted the party's nomination. But it's a very, very big night. If we preview Thursday, big night for the Republicans next week, too. Always the last night, you save the goodies, so to speak. And it's a kind of a who's who. Not kind of, it is a who's who. You've got Senator Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, who is speaking a performance by the Chicks. You have the governor of California, the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Duckworth, Senator Chris Coons also, then John Legend and Common are going to perform. Andrew Yang is going to speak. He found out that he was going to speak, I think, kind of at a later date. That's what they do. They keep it fluid. And then what's interesting is he speaks, and, of course, you also have Vice President Joe Biden, which I said is the big moment where he takes it home, so to speak, for the Democrats. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of a campaign this is virtually between the two candidates. The current president, obviously, President Trump, an incumbent president, always has a little bit of the advantage, and somebody who I think I've said before really, I believe, has always had that ambition to be president. And the Republicans bounce into their convention, so they have some momentum going into that, and their speakers include Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, Scott Baio, who's spoken before, the actor, Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, and Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, he's going to speak to. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, will also speak. It's interesting, and there are other people in between that are on the and they may be switched around, that are also on various nights. And certainly the Trump family, like Donald Trump Jr., is going to speak, and Ivanka is going to speak as well. She's coming out on the last day, and she's popular the last time around. The governor of Oklahoma, Phelan, is going to speak, and Representative Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee is going to speak. Peter Thiel, a business leader, is going to speak. So they're holding their convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, then moved it to, remember, Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, now you've got this pretty much viral situation, which is what everybody's dealing with, like I said. And we'll see how the Republicans, what their twist is on this new frontier. Is it some kind of a hybrid situation, which I think it will be? Or are we looking at something, you know, completely different? But game on. I mean, this is it. We're off to the races. And before you know it, I mean, here we are almost at the end of August, and we're talking about an election on November 3rd, and there are, you know, still some interesting twists as to what's happening on the Hill, like with the stimulus, where that's gotten caught in the net, and when does that shake free? Because people are worried. They're worried about being evicted. They're worried about paying their bills, and they're worried about finding a job, and the economy is just just taken such a big hit because of the pandemic. And there are so many people that want to see things open up, but they also don't want people to end up on ventilators. It's a really strange time to be on the seesaw, and that's what it is. I was thinking of, what's the good analogy? It is a seesaw, because you know how when you go up in the air smoothly when you're a kid and it's fine, but you're so afraid, like, what are you afraid of? That the person's going to jump off. Like, this is what used to happen in my school. They just lull you into the false sense of security and then smash you into be on the ground because they were jumping off of it. And, you know, we're just at this weird spot in time where we've got to crush this virus and figure out what's next. I believe we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and we're going to bounce back fast and hard. I mean, I do think that, but we're so far away from that at this point, where you have well over 170,000 people who have died from coronavirus, and the people who are testing positive. You see what's happening on these school campuses where the kids are all together in these big parties, and in one sense you say to yourself, well, can you blame them? They feel invincible. Don't you remember when you were 19 and 20 and 21? And then on the other hand, you look at how many get sick, and some of them, it's pretty bad. It's not just a walk in the park and, oh, I'm isolated. It's, in some cases, a horror show. Yeah. So, in looking at that, what's so interesting, and looking with the United States, no mandatory mask, but it's really state by state, you have France saying, you know what, we're going to make it compulsory at work, in the workplace, with the exception of individual offices where, of course, they can be removed. But there have been outbreaks at work over the last few weeks, so they had to come up with a recommendation that made sense. And the wearing of masks in all workspaces that are closed and shared, and it may lead to helping them flatten the curve, which is, remember that phrase? Remember that old chestnut from 5 months ago, hashtag flatten the curve. Oh, if we can only flatten the curve. Who doesn't want that? Of course that's what we want. By the way, the first COVID-19 vaccine is moving along. It looks like it's pretty good, but it's still too early to tell. There is no miracle here, except for that the people who are working so hard on this are doing such a great job with Moderna, and they're the first company in the U.S. to conduct the phase 3 clinical trial. And they aim to enroll 30,000 volunteers in the first 3 weeks. They recruited almost 8,500. And so that's good. Operation Warp Speed is moving full speed ahead. And that's the great news, because we know that we're going to encounter some choppy things. And how do you recruit? How do you get them? How does it work? And it's not necessarily so easy. But I think that something good's going to come out of Moderna. I mean, it's based partially on a gut feeling, but I have a good gut feeling about it, and we'll see. But I am the cockeyed optimist sometimes. So, warning, sometimes I am. There's no question about it. All right, stay with us. We've got a jam-packed hour, including coming up next. We're going to dive into the mailbag.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
And let's head to the mailbag, and we are jammed in the mailbag. Lots of opinions about the DNC and the RNC. This one from Clarence, who says, Kate, I think the Democrats rocked it. I will say I'm a lifelong Dem. I do listen to the show, even though so many right swings take place, I think, with some of the people that occasionally call in and some of the emails that you get. But I do believe there is room for a voice of reason. And if there was ever anyone to have a voice of reason, it's you. So I would say virtually they pulled it off. I like the different voices, the different flavor of what we saw. I watched it from end to end. And I think there's some bright minds in the room when it comes to the Democrats. And if they're smart, they'll get their act together. We'll see ultimately what happens if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are strong enough to overtake an incumbent president who definitely has a following. Well, there you go. I mean, an incumbent president of any shape or size is always tougher because you've got the momentum, and it depends on a couple of things. What happens in the next couple of months? I think the president really wants to get the stimulus through because people will be much happier if they get a stimulus. You know, when you're struggling and you've got kids and you've got mouths to feed and you know, the bills don't stop. We're in a pandemic, don't worry. And while people are helping people, there are some hard, cold facts. And, you know, unless you have a printing press in your backyard, or what did my grandfather used to say? Do you think there's a money tree planted back there? I mean, seriously, the economic reality of this is pretty bleak. I mean, for some white-collar people who killed themselves to get to where they are, for some blue-collar people who killed themselves to get to where they were. But, you know, it's about the human being, and it's about life, but at the same time, you do have the reality of the economics, and it is very, very sad. I think underreported that there are people that are underemployed. There are people that are working, juggling so many jobs, they can barely sleep, and they're grateful for the work. But something is really lopsided. There's no doubt about it. And it's because of the pandemic. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Chris. And Chris says, Kate, I just feel like almost all our politicians, honestly, Republican or Democrat, as much as they may try, they're just disconnected to who we, the people, are. They're not living our lives. I mean, they're not out there trying to sling the hash, trying to climb the ladder. They didn't have the paths that so many of us have. I really honestly believe that. And I know there's exceptions and all of that, but I still think that that's part of the disconnect. And there is a big disconnect in this country with so many people, and we're losing, I think, the sense of community sometimes. And that to me is very, very sad. What do you think? Well, I think it depends on the community. I can tell you in my community, I've never felt more connected to my community. People I didn't even know who are offering to help all kinds of people. They're putting up positive signs and they're doing things. They're not asking for money. They're doing things for free and they're so incredibly generous. So I think in some ways it's the opposite. It depends on the community. That's the problem, right? So if you're someone who moves around a lot and you don't know a lot of people in the neighborhood, this is your chance to get to know them and connect. I mean, of course, social distancing and all that. But that's what I feel. I feel more connected. And maybe it's the time thing. It's the being home and not being on the road and taking the show on the road. I'm not sure. But really, I would challenge anyone to try to make connections with the neighborhood if you can and try to support one another, because that's where that true power comes from. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, how about this one from Ron, who says, "Hi, Kate, I listen to you all the time here in Portland. I don't know, I saw something, because I've worked in housing before, that HUD is going to stop evictions and foreclosures for a lot of people, and I think that is a really good thing. Do you know any more details on that?" Yeah, they're going to work with owners through the WHA loans through the end of the year. And this is on the heels of the Mortgage Bankers Association reporting 16% of those loans are delinquent, the highest going all the way back to the 70s that they've seen it. So this is good. I mean, they're used mostly by minorities, lower income, first-time home buyers, because of the low down payments, and it makes it more affordable. But by banning it, it's going to help about 8.1 million homeowners, and that is good news. I mean, that's really good news. And, of course, the Trump administration, is looking at using authorities within their jurisdiction to extend relief through the calendar year for people that are having financial hardship because of the coronavirus. So it includes existing funds and as well as moratoriums on foreclosures and evictions and all of that. I mean, there's really no way to throw a cloak over this or to sugarcoat it. It's like I said, it's so much worse than people know, because people are funny about money, and I get it. I'm right there with you, right? So when we need help, it's not that we're looking for handouts from people, but when you need help with even the simplest of things, sometimes we don't ask for the help. And I think with the situation with the housing, clearly that's the situation a lot of people are in. They don't want to ask for help. They don't want to tell people that they're, you know, this and this happened, and that's why they're in the situation that they're in, you know. There you go. All right, how about this? This is a good one too. This one is from Christine, and she says, "Katie, I am wondering if it's going to be one of those Bush-Gore things where we might not have the results on election night. Do you think we're going to know who wins or what happens on election night?" Well, you know what? Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Hawaii, and Utah vote almost entirely by mail. California, New Jersey, Nevada, Montana, Vermont, Washington, D.C. will send in mail-in ballots to all registered voters in the fall. So there you go. I mean, the counting of it is the thing. It's more labor-intensive. Absentee ballots or mail-in ballots, of course, they're going to be more labor. You have to check the signature on the envelope, match it with the voter registrant record, and open the envelope, separate it. I mean, you get it. It's going to take more time to do that. And you might be right. You know, I'm wondering, there have been stories written about it. Will we go to bed not knowing who won? There's a real good possibility of that. It might not be as quick and clean as one would want it to be. Let's just put it that way. It might not be that way. This one is good because we have listeners in California, and Conrad says, Kate, my grandchildren are going back to schools and without teachers, and I don't understand, is because they're in danger, or did you hear the story? Yeah, the Glendale school district you're talking about in Los Angeles, they're going to open classrooms in 20 elementary schools for remote learning, and they're calling them technology pods. Oh, that's like the word I use, technology pods. And they're going to have no more than 12 students, and they're supervised by a substitute teacher or district staffer while they learn virtually. Well, that would help with computer skills, that's for sure. And then they've got people monitoring classrooms to make sure they have the masks on and seeing how it all comes to fruition. But that would be interesting to follow anyway. And of course, we will be following that, no question about it. There are a couple of things that kind of flew under the radar, and one of them is something I was reading about earlier in the day about the U.S. Army believing the North Koreans have 20 to 60 nuclear weapon heads, the capacity to create 6 new bombs each year, and a stockpile of as much as 5,000 tons of 20 different chemical weapons. Oof. Boy, it's scary to hear that, right? North Korea arming up, amping up. What's that? Rebooting, retooling? What are they doing? Why is that happening? Ooh. Yikes. Of course, it's not good. It's not good that the report says that how much they can create and how easy they can do it. It's scary. You know, you look at Kim Jong-un, who I think is a little, I don't know if it's shaky is the word. He's untrustworthy, certainly, of where they're going to go. But what does that mean? I don't know. I mean, what does that mean ultimately in the mashup, is what I call it, of the universe? You know, I'm not sure how that all shakes out. I am sure of this, that we are skedaddling, and we're going to introduce you to someone who's written a cool story. Dean Matthews is coming up, so make sure you stick it here, people.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're now three-quarters of the way through the Democratic National Convention. The theme is a more perfect union. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's pick for vice president is Kamala Harris. She opened the night's virtual festivities. Before officially accepting the nomination for vice president, Senator Harris spoke about the importance of voting.
I know many of you plan to vote this year, but amidst the excitement and enthusiasm for this election, you've also heard about obstacles and misinformation and folks making it harder for you to cast your ballot. I think we need to ask ourselves, why don't they want us to vote? Why is there so much effort to silence our voices? And the answer is because when we vote, things change.
This is USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
England is Dean Matthews, and he's written a really interesting fantasy novel that just grabs you called The Dark Tall. And once you hear how he created this and just kind of the background, the backstory of the whole thing. Dean, thanks so much for joining us.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what it was that drove you to decide, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this book together. What was it that made you decide I need to tell this story?
I was going to write my own family history and decided to, instead of making a family history, I would write about what a fantasy novel regarding, so not my family really, but, you know, just, well, I'm really nervous.
Yeah, no reason to be nervous. You're very loquacious, very good. So you told me this off the air that it was a family history thing. So you started to go down that path and you had more things and different things to say.
Yes, it was. It was going to be a family history, but I decided instead I would join all that with a fantasy novel. So, and that's what I've done. Yeah.
Yeah, and it is a fantasy novel, and the story is so rich and has so many interesting characters. Give us a little hint for the people that are listening. Give us a snapshot of what the story is about.
It's about a family and a young boy called Aradain who's been tasked by the gods to destroy a couple of stones, and they're called the Foundation Stones. One's called the Firebrand Stone, the other one's called the Thymira Stone. And because over the years they caused nothing but trouble. Originally they created these stones to bring peace to a war-ravaged world that's already been destroyed by an atomic war, actually, back in the day. But instead, one of the stones becomes lost, and the evil god Fornax creates an evil dark tower back in the time, back in history, to try and preserve the Firebrand Stone, but the Chimera Stone becomes lost, and battles a character called Samuel back in the day. But they end in stalemate, and the Chimera Stone becomes lost. So the Firebrand Stone is actually the only stone that's left in the world, and its evil influence is actually permeates across the world. And actually what I didn't tell you was there's a man called Pellegrin the Brave, his name is, he's a dragon lord. And he actually steals the stone, the Firebrand Stone, away from an evil warlord called Dacron, his name was. And he steals into the camp, steals the stone, but he hasn't got the power to split the stones in four. So along with his enclave of wizards, they actually split the stone into four, and they hide the shards, because they're called the Firebrand Shards now. He actually moves them all, he hides them in different places all over Amara, and they are lost for a time. And then they come back into the world because Aradain Bruin, his evil uncle, called Kulak, actually finds a diary. And inside this diary are clues to where these Firebrand Stones are hidden. And he tries to find them. And the gods, realizing this, task Aradain to actually destroy the stones because they realize how bad they are. But of course, the evil god Fornax, he brings forth his own champion, which is the Dark Tal, which is what the book's after, is named after. And its task is to find the Firebrand Stone and the Chimera Stone and create a hell on earth. That's his task. But Aradain's task is obviously to destroy them. But at the moment, because he's a young lad, he obviously hasn't got the knowledge or the power as yet to do that. So, and the first book is about him actually, the two of them sort of discovering who they are and a few conflicts together and stuff like that. And in the second book, that moves on even further. I won't spoil anything for people, but in the second book, that's actually come together at the end of the second book. But that's what I'm going to say.
Well, I like that. Don't give us too much. Was it fun? I can see it. I can certainly feel the passion you have for the story. Was it fun to tell this? Was it fun for you to do this?
Yes, I've loved it. And I mean, some people might think it's quite a complicated story, actually, but I don't think it is. It's got a lot of characters in it. I'm not going to compare it to Game of Thrones or that sort of thing, but because it had a lot of characters in it as well. And it's also based at a school. Now, a lot of people would say that it's Harry Potter, but it's nothing to do like Harry Potter at all. It's only the first two or three books I'm going to base there. After that, it just expands. And with each book, the story expands further and further, and you discover more and more of the world as it goes on. And also in the background, because Aradain's evil uncle Kulak he wants power and dominating. This is what he's after, the Firebrand Shards. He's actually initiating a war in the world around, so that he can get all these different provinces to fight against each other, so he's just left in control, and then he can just dominate. That's the background to the story. That's another background to the story as well. So it is sort of complicated, but if people stick with it, they'll find it very interesting.
I like that.
I certainly do.
So. Then that's what counts. And I think you write a good story when you really know it, you feel it, you love it. And it is a very good story. And yes, there's lots of characters, but I like how you compared it. It's no Game of Thrones, because you're right.
Yeah.
You needed a different kind of scorecard there, and that certainly is not the case with your book.
Sure.
Who were your influences, do you think, writing-wise? Like, who influenced your style of writing?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit old school when it comes to stuff like that, because I like Dave Eddings, the Belgorad, which is my favourite series, and also the Wish Song series, the Shinala series, and I liked Thomas Covenant series as well. So that's the sort of adventure that I like. Sort of big, grand adventure, if you can. And with my books, actually, like I say, even though it starts a bit small in a small area, as I say, it keeps, with each book, it grows and grows and grows. So that's what I try to do. So,
what do you hope people, you know, people listening to this interview, people who pick up The Dark Tal, which you can get on Amazon, by the way, Dean Matthews, that's who we're speaking to. What do you hope they take away from reading your book and subsequent books, by the way?
Yeah, it's all about it's good against evil, and going harking back to a time where people will help each other and sort of more. You know, I'm always a great believer in the quote, like manners make us man, and that sort of thing. And that people are more caring, and also I think sometimes a simpler world where. Well, there's not so much. I mean, people are always craving this, that, and the other, and they want more and more. And sometimes it just doesn't make you happy, I don't think. And sometimes a simple life, appreciating the world around us, because we live in a wonderful world and a beautiful world, isn't it, to think about it? I think people appreciate that more rather than, you know, I hate to say it, staring into their phones when they walk on their phone all day long. You know, the world isn't there, you know what I mean? It's here, isn't it? It's around us. Yeah, and appreciate the simpler things in life, perhaps, you know?
I like that. So as I think about that, I think about the reaction of your mates and your family to The Dark Tal. What did people tell you in your world about the book?
Yeah, people keep telling me they like it, and it's very good. I just need it now to transfer into sales, really, so I can see some profits. It just seems to me that everybody's making money on my book except me at the moment. So, that would be nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's of course the publishing world and how you get your voice out there. And you've really, during this interview, you've really brought the story to life. And you mentioned, you didn't give us any too many hints, but you've got the subsequent books and the stories that are following through. And so that has to feel good because you had a lot to say and you really fleshed out the story, right?
Yeah, I've got, like I said, in fact, I don't know how many books are going to be yet. I mean, I can, at the moment, I've got so much material, I've got so much going on in here, that I don't know when it's going to end, to be honest with you. I really don't. I know how it's going to end eventually, but it's how it gets there. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Like I said, I don't know how many books are going to be at the moment, so.
Yep. Perfect place to end this. We'll see how many books it ends up being, but The Dark Tal is really a very great escape. It's a really well-written book. The story is excellent, so I suggest, really, if you're listening to what Dean has said, Dean Matthews, pick up the book. It's entertaining, it'll keep you busy, and then you'll want all the other books that are going to come along, because that's the art of good storytelling, that you get lost in the story. Dean, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time. That's brilliant. Thank you for inviting me on. Thank you.
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, sweet my friend. Oh, sweet my friend. Where's my champagne? Oh, sweet my friend. Oh, sweet my friend. Oh, sweet my friend.
All right, so excited to go across the pond and talk to Keith Timewell. He's in our virtual green room, if you will, and he's got a series of books coming out. But the first book we're going to talk about is, I mean, just perfect name. Perfect for me, too, and perfect for the people listening to this because we could use it now more than ever. It's The Power of Me, The Power of Me. So, Keith, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Tell the listeners where you're joining us from.
Well, you know, it's a privilege to be interviewed because the book was a painstaking struggle for a dyslexic to write a book. And it's probably the most challenging thing I've ever done. But I'm so delighted that I achieved it.
Yeah, and congratulations on that. And how did you do that? So you're dyslexic, and how did you say to yourself, well, I can do this, well, I can overcome this?
I say this in the book. You first of all got to embrace your brokenness, which is what I did. And then I had to learn the technology, and computers have set me free because I was trapped in my own thinking because I couldn't articulate in writing the words I wanted to say. So as a dyslexic, I lived in silence, unable to express my feelings and emotions, so I would internalize them. And as I said in the book, it's important to me that I stop lying to myself, and I call that moving out of living in denial, doesn't everyone notice I am lying, to living in hope, to being honest and open, and being myself for the first time in my life. I'm Keith, nothing else. I don't have to impress anybody.
Oh, that's so powerful what you just said. I hope everybody's paying attention to that, and I hope they pick up your book, Power of Me. We're speaking with Keith Timewell, and you can get it on Amazon, etc. How did you make that mind shift? I mean, how do you take a lifetime of not being yourself and change?
Well, I call it hunger. I woke up one morning and decided, that's it. I am going to change my thinking. I said that instead of saying I should lose weight, I said I must lose weight. And it's the self-talk that you tell yourself. The brain is just a tool that whatever you think, the brain will make happen. So if you wake up feeling sad, you'll be sad all day, because that's what your brain will do, make you sad. Whereas if you wake up happy, the brain will make you happy all day. So it's a matter of just being able to stop saying I should do and say I must do.
I love that, I must do. And you and I talked off the air briefly, and you were telling me that, and this is good too, this is so powerful. You can talk to people and talk at them, but your book is interactive. So tell me what somebody reading your book can expect as far as interactive.
After each chapter, I've put in a page which enables people to write what they want to stop doing in their behavior and attitude and what they want to start doing. And, of course, there's 10 chapters in the book, so by the time they've read the book, they'll have created what I call a mind shift. They'll already have a mind map of what they're going to change in order to live a healthier, happier life.
Sounds good to me. And I mentioned at the top, Keith, that you have a series of books. You know, it's going to be 10 in all. How are you laying that out? What can we expect down the road?
I'm halfway through the second book now. And the second book is going to be called The Power of Letting Go, which is logical if you think about it. Having made a mind shift, you're left with all the emotional baggage and the taboos and the principles that are no longer working. So how do you get rid of all that? Well, that's what the second book tells you all about, how to get rid of it. And in addition to that, I'm working with a team of people to design a board game which is going to be called Letting Go. And it will be a board game of emotional intelligence. And I'm looking for a major sponsor so that I can give it to schools as a gift from me. But it's early days yet. But Monopoly sold 55 million copies. I don't suppose I'll get that kind of presence. But I do hope that people will want to buy the game as it's coming out in November, ready for Christmas.
Oh, that's a perfect time for that game. And I like your idea of get a sponsor and get it in the schools, because if kids can learn that
earlier...
Well,
I don't have deep pockets here. Okay.
Yeah. But if kids can learn that earlier, what a difference that would make in their life. As you were saying, what a shift for you that happened older. Imagine if kids could... Because there's bullying. There's so much they have to deal with self-esteem.
Absolutely.
And if they had that...
I'm the world expert in it, because I've lived 72 years with it. And I can assure you, when I was a child, my father pulled me out of mainline school because he thought I was a child with special needs. And I'm not. I'm just a normal person who thinks differently because of dyslexia. I think outside of the box instead of in it. I don't have the constraints that normal people have about being perfect, because I've embraced my brokenness.
That's why I think I was supposed to meet you, because I think we're both outside of the box. So I completely understand. So cheers to everybody who's outside of the box. So we talked about what people would take away from this and what your design is. And you said something really powerful to me, that you're on with the hope it's help other people evolve. That's really your mission, right?
Yeah, I'm not in it for profit. As far as I'm concerned, any profit would be a bonus that I'm not looking for. But if I do get it, I've adopted a charity, and the charity is called Willow. And nobody will have heard of it because it's only a small charity based in Hertfordshire. And they actually specialise in giving seriously ill young people a day to remember. And I think it's such a worthwhile cause. It touches my heart. Everybody that buys the book will be donating £1 to the charity. And I hope that they will benefit from it in a big way.
All right, so Willow, again, that's the charity. The Power of Me is the book. We're speaking with Keith Timewell, and it's so interesting to think about where you are, Hertfordshire, your little corner of the world.
If I could just add something, Kate, the idea of the whole book is that you read the book, and instead of being the power of me, it becomes the power of you.
There you go. Exactly. And we've obviously talked about what people would benefit from. What's it been like in your corner of the world right now with the way the world is? Are people pretty safe? Or are people helping each other? What's it been like?
I think there's a lot of kindness about, but I think there's a lot of fear. People are full of fear. And that's one thing when you live in hope you don't have. I have no stress and no fear because I know I can do better. And I've enjoyed the gift of humility. And humility is not being humble. It's actually making yourself a better person. That is what humility means to me. And I have to, first of all, burn my ego before it burnt me. I have no ego left. So all I'm interested in is helping other people. And it's a passion. And that's the way I feel my books will be written. With a passion to help people add value to their life.
And by doing that and letting go of the ego, how freeing was that? To let
Sorry,
go of your
Kate,
ego.
You like that?
I like that.
You've got to burn your ego because it'll burn you sure as hell. It'll get hot, hot, and hotter, especially the more you try. And I use the expression that it's like there's a soft whispering voice that tells you, you can do better. And then there's this loud ego shouting at you, just take what you like. And that is the trouble with today's world. It's called moreism. People want more than they need. And it's greed. But I'm not into that. I'm into giving it away as much as I can.
Well, what a perfect place to end this. I think we've learned a few things along the way. And if you pick up the Power of Me, you'll also be helping the charity
Willow.
Well,
that's going to be, Kate, that's going to be the series of the 10 books.
Yeah.
Each one will be the Power of. And
yeah.
I can't wait to get to book 3, which is the Power of Executive in Touch.
Oh, all right. So that's a little tease. That's a little hint of things to come. Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.